I'm Henry McNulty, and this is From the Studio. I'm here with folks from Ferris Theater Arts out of Ferris High School to talk about their upcoming production of the musical comedy Murders of 1940. I'm here with Vivian Trella-Jacobson.
Hello.
Ensley Cook.
Hello.
Gavin Johnson.
Hello.
And Talon Avery.
Hello.
Thank you all for joining me. So tell me a little bit about this show.
It is a murder mystery similar to Clue, if you've heard of that. It follows a backer's audition for a Broadway performance and has some incredible twists and turns along the way.
And contrary to popular belief in the title, it is not a musical. It's just based off of a musical. It's just normal play. It's about, the backer's audition is about a musical.
Well, that was going to be one of my follow-up questions because it's right there in the title. Can something be believed? Is it 1940?
It is, in fact. And there are a few musical numbers in it, but it is not a musical itself. There's a total of 4 musical numbers.
Yeah, one of them does have choreography also, like full-on dance number, but most of them are just singing around a piano, which is played live on stage. But,
okay, well, it's starting to sound like a musical.
Yeah.
So I'm getting a little confused.
Disguising itself as a musical.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess folks will have to see it to find out what exactly that means.
Exactly. It's a mystery.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Could we go down the line and each of you tell me what you're doing with the show? We'll start with you, Vivian.
I am the student director for this play. I help with our troupe director when it comes to blocking the scenes and tweaking any of the stuff that we already have up there.
And Ensley?
I play Nikki Crandall, who is a chorus girl, really a dancer, and I did the choreography for the one scene that we have a dance.
And Gavin?
I play Patrick O'Reilly. He is an Irish tenor. He's one of the actors for the backer's audition. He's always really fun.
And Talon?
I play Eddie McEwen, who's this kind of awkward, struggling comedian who oftentimes tries to make people laugh but doesn't really pick the best times to do so. And he's kind of new to the whole Hollywood scene.
Without giving away too much, of course, how does it come about that this is a murder mystery?
The creative team that is directing the show that they're having the audition for, in their last show, 3 chorus girls were murdered by somebody who they call the stage door slasher. And let's just say that the slasher seems to be making some appearances again during this audition.
So there have been 3 before. And, and do they just
girls.
Go ahead as though that hasn't just happened?
Well, that's kind of the question on a lot of people's minds once they learn that it's that same creative team, because their show that had the murderer was shut down. And so now they've got a new one, and people aren't quite happy with that.
And it mysteriously has the same director and the same producer and the same composer.
Mm-hmm. The same lyricist as well.
And I gather the same things begin to happen.
Yes, they do.
I understand the show is inspired by mystery movies of the 1940s. How does that influence manifest in your production?
Oh, well, I really enjoy 1940s era movies and fashion, all of the music. I like to study a lot of different actresses and kind of see how they move, because there's definitely a posture difference. There's a different way of walking. There's a different way of talking. Like, for instance, my character is supposed to be kind of clumsy at times, but clumsy for 1940 is not the same thing as clumsy for today. Honestly, I'm probably improving on my walking and talking.
How about for any of the rest of you?
One of the fun things is I've been doing an accent, an Irish accent, the entire time. And the accent changes based off of the time period. You know, the language kind of changes. Same thing with the people who aren't Irish. Just the talking's a little different. People say words in different orders, and you kind of have to play it off as it's presented in the script and not as something not normal. One of the fun things that our director has actually done is given us a challenge to research some of the stuff of that time period and kind of present the research during rehearsals and stuff. And that has been kind of really helpful for a lot of us and has been a nice way to kind of learn about the time period and people like Merle Oberon and Gower Champion, people that aren't really prevalent today, but were prevalent back then. And it's very clear in the script that they are prevalent.
I think something that's really helped is we've got a very good set that's very detailed. Like, it's set in the library of the mansion that they're having the backers audition in. And it's the set, and it's the costumes, and it's the props. And it's all very 1940s-esque, and that definitely helps to get into that kind of mindset of how you're in this time period, and that's how you should be acting.
And let's talk about another word from the title. We talked about musical, we talked about 1940, but let's get to the comedy element. So we know it's a murder mystery. How do the laughs come in?
Not necessarily from Eddie's character, even though he's the comedian. Often his jokes fall short. There's a lot of physical comedy, I would say. It comes with a lot of sharper movements, exaggerated gasping, or having your facial features be very engaged the entire time. Even if you're not speaking or really in a scene, you have to be a lot more over-exaggerated than you would necessarily for some other show.
Would you call it a farce?
Does
it go that far?
Yeah, at times. I would call it maybe a spoof on on the noirs of the time period. Very, very over-exaggerated.
And there is very distinct times where it goes from being engaged into the plot to just being ridiculous. I mean, there are some times I've actually struggled with it where the movement is so Scooby-Doo-ish, moving your body in this direction and that direction, that it just doesn't feel right as the actor, but you know that it's funny. And its only purpose is to be funny. It's not supposed to be realistic. You know, you're running out of hallways and it's silly. So it is. I think it's a spoof, 100%.
We have a couple of characters in the show. Their actors are not here today, but their characters' names are Marjorie and Bernice. And they are both so over the top with their physicality. Marjorie is an absolute diva. She's constantly moving her hands around. She's got some of the biggest physicality on the stage, I think. And Bernice slowly gets more and more drunk throughout the play. And she's not really in tune with the murders that are going on, which is really funny. And you get to watch these characters develop throughout the play and watch their ridiculous, over-the-top physical comedy that just makes the character themselves. I was actually working just yesterday with some of the actors with working on character walks and posture to make sure that physically they look like what their character is meant to embody.
So I understand you have a scene you'd like to perform for us.
Yes, our three actors here are going to be performing a small scene from Act 2. This is actually a scene that I got to direct, which I'm very excited about. And let's just say that some stuff has gone awry, and Eddie and Nikki are trying to figure out what's going on when they have an unexpected visitor. I'll leave it to the actors.
So who do you think did it?
Well, I got my theories based on observation.
O'Reilly!
We thought you were dead.
Oh, sure, and so did someone else. Oh, I was hit on me head and left to die. Oh.
When was this?
Oh, when I was going for the aspirin.
Well, I hope you got the chance to take a couple.
When I come to, I found myself in a tunnel, and I've had the devil's own time trying to get out.
Well, there have been two murders here.
And what's more, it isn't even an audition. It's a setup to catch the slasher.
Murders? Who?
Miss Baverstock and someone who's either Hilda, Helga, or Helsa.
Was?
Someone who we think is Helsa's twin sister.
Fell right out of the closet.
Her sister, was it? And Helsa? Helsa, is she all right?
Oh, yes, she's fine. Don't you worry. She was worried about you too.
Well, faith, and she's a fine soup of a lass. Well, I suppose I will get a spot of brandy to ward off the chill.
Oh, sit still, I'll get it.
So, Mr. O'Reilly, how long have you been in this country?
What?
I asked how long you'd been in America. You are Irish-born?
As Paddy's cow.
And where in Ireland are you from?
Sharon, are you familiar with Ireland, Colleen?
I've never been there, no.
Well, there is a spot in County Blarney which the sun, coming over the McNamara Mountains, hits first in the fine village of McGildicuddy.
to another of God's fine days. It's there that I'm from, and it's there that I'll ever be.
You ought to know better than to ask an Irishman where he's from. We could have been here all night.
Huh. It is as warm as a bog of peat in August.
And have I seen you in anything on Broadway, Mr. O'Reilly?
Are you writing a book about me, miss?
Great. So is there anything else about the show that you'd like to highlight?
Our performances are April 24th through 26th and April 30th and May 1st and 2nd, all at 7 p.m., $10 presale and $12 at the door.
And that's at Ferris High School,
at
right?
At Ferris High School, yes, in the auditorium.
And we would love an audience.
This may not be a very well-known play, but it is absolutely a delight to watch it. Every single time I will sit through the rehearsals and watch the actors up on the stage, and you can just hear me cackling from the back because there's always something new every single time. You can go more than one night and see different things, and it's just absurd and hilarious, and I very much recommend it to anybody who wants to have a laugh.
I've been here talking with folks from Ferris Theatre Arts' upcoming production of the musical comedy Murders of 1940. Vivian Trella Jacobson, Ensley Cook, Gavin Johnson, and Talon Avery. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Henry McNulty. This has been From the Studio.